Dusty Martin says she was born on the grasslands of the Niitsitapi people, and spent her childhood in small, rural communities. I was raised by a multi-generation cattle ranching family and have always had an appreciation for hard work, the land and all living things that grow on it, said Martin. She went into the Animal Health Technologist program at what is now called Northwest Polytechnic Institute and moved to BC. In 2018, working as a registered veterinary technologist, RVT. I have been working in private general practice during this time, ranging from the smallest companion animals to large food production, hobby farm animals. My role within the community has been to advocate the highest quality of care for those that do not have a voice of their own, while educating the public we serve. Martin said children are the heart and soul of every community. Children have surrounded me my entire life, now more than ever since my neighborhood is filled almost exclusively with families. Having such a close proximity to children that are not physically related to me, while also having a niece and nephew of my own, means I have a lot of passion for ensuring the best future for them. Martin said she is completely unbiased while having a fresh and optimistic perspective on this world and is impartial while still understanding the full scope parents, caregivers, and the education system and compass when it comes to nurturing and teaching children. Personally, my primary concern is that our community takes full advantage of this opportunity to make informed decisions. I genuinely want people to get out and vote, regardless of if it is for me or the other candidates, said Martin. Every vote counts, every voice matters, and I want this community to use the tools they have to take action. Our children can't make these decisions for themselves, so let us stand up and speak for them. On Saturday, June 17, voters will have to elect two candidates to fill the vacant seats on SD57's Board of Education left by the resignations of Prince George trustees Betty Beckering and Gillian Burnett.